space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission:
to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Blast off!
God's name is going on in here. What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
Everybody listening to Mad Science at www.shazizradio.com. If you want to join in on the chat, jump over there to the superchat.html where you have access to not one, but four separate chat rooms and then some. Anyway, my brain hurts. Going down the rabbit hole sucks. That's what I'm going to title today's show. That's a long title. But before I do all that, let me give a shout out to the people over there at People for People Radio. If you get an opportunity and want to join in over there and chat with those nice folks, there is a link down below the four separate chat rooms in the Super Chat. called People for People Radio. Nifty little picture down there. Just click on that and it'll take you over to their website. And if you like poems, I want you to check out Gregory Scott Busby's simple site there at buzzachino.simplesite.com. I'll post a link down in the chat room for everybody so that you can take a look at it. He's always posting some really nice poems on there that get read out on the air now and then. I'm not a really good reader, so unless somebody else shows up, I won't be reading none. I mean, I could read, I just, my brain stops here and there, and it's not really, you know, I can't get the point across. Anyway, nonetheless, I wasn't meant for reading, I was meant for mad science. But, yeah, he's got a nifty little website over here with some of his poems and some photos and stuff. So I'm going to post that link down there in the chat room so everybody who's wanting to go over and check out Gregory Scott Busby's poems can see for themselves and check it out. So I'm going to put this in my favorites right here. I'm going to add that. So maybe I could post it again later in case somebody needs it. All right, so I'll go ahead and post that down there in the chat rooms for everybody and get back to business. Ta-da! All right. So anyway, the rabbit hole that we find ourselves trying to get down to get to the truth and all that kind of stuff, it's amazing the things that you find down in the rabbit hole, the things that you see. When it comes to science, that's a whole new story in itself. It's, sorry, I'm a bit distracted here for a second. Alright, yeah, I got this one little glitch on this other computer that whenever I post something into the chat deal and I go to hit the enter button, it doesn't want to work right away, so I got to click off of it and click back on it and then hit enter. Crazy. That's technology for you. You'll get used to it after a while is what they say. But, anyway, back to the rabbit hole. So it's been about, I'd estimate it at the very least 30 years I've been researching everything under the sun that has to do with energy, alternative energy, clean renewable, green energy, free energy, all those buzzwords that you hear out there. Now I've done some shows where I've talked about some doggone people out there. It's amazing how rampant it is, but people out there faking free energy devices. And it's amazing how people out there will actually, put disinformation out about other people's research or the individual themselves, trying to discredit them. If you really go down the rabbit hole of the free energy world and community, you'll find out that here lately, the free energy community is kind of like, it's almost like the dinosaur. It's basically becoming almost non-existent. And the reason being is that if you go out there on YouTube and you Google up free energy, or I say Google because Google and YouTube are pretty much one and the same anymore since they bought them out, I guess. But if you just get on YouTube and search up free energy, the first thing you're going to find is there's a whole lot of, it's just craziness. Right out of the gate, just sheer craziness. And there's always somebody on there that, they want to sound like a really intelligent, that'll start quoting the laws of thermodynamics and physics and stuff like that, trying to say, well, you know, free energy's not possible and all this kind of craziness. Those are the people who think themselves to be educated that are really not as smart as they really honestly believe themselves to be. And unfortunately for them and the rest of the world, they're negative, it's basically slowing the process of the progress of mankind down. Basically the equivalence of giving a monkey a gun. You give somebody information and they believe it so much to be true that they'll go out there and they'll just spew the information out like it's just crazy and shooting down everybody's ideas. Oh, that won't work because, or this won't work because, or they think they're so intelligent that they got to try to re-engineer your design, your idea, instead of focusing on the original concept of why you believe this thing could possibly work. They want to come out there and tell you why this isn't going to work and it's the problem you're going to have and, you know, all this kind of stuff. Well, in the process of doing that, they, I've been a victim of this myself. I started off on a specific type of research, and I had a really brilliant friend of mine come over, and he distracted me and sent me down a different direction, which at some point it might have been a little bit of a benefit, but then again, it distracted me and took away from some time needed for my research, looking into everybody else's research. And so I've looked into every single alternative energy researcher that you can possibly name out. I've been down those paths and watching what they're doing. And so that took time away from my actual research, which is in plasma technology and frequency ranges and stuff like that. And I actually started off building what a lot of people would call an alternator to get a better understanding of how AC current could be used in different ways and stuff. And I learned a lot. But in the process of me doing my research and trying to, you know, put together something that I could present to the world to show my theories as fact, you know, my friend, he gets me all distracted going down the rabbit hole of other people's researches and stuff. And as I was going down this rabbit hole, I noticed a trend coming on that most of the researchers who even remotely get close to anything regarding what you would call free energy, then they didn't fare so well. And so before I actually started doing a YouTube channel, I sat back and contemplated on whether or not I'd even want to try to go down that road, because I gave my word I'm going to find the proof to free energy once and for all, and I'm going to post it out. I'm going to learn everything that there is to know about alternative energy, and I'm going to present it to the world. And I've been doing that. But before I went down that rabbit hole, I understood that the folks that went before me weren't faring so well. They were either getting ridiculed, debunked, or what they call debunking, or, you know, suicided, or, you know, dying of heart attacks or lead poisoning or all kinds of different things falling on them and stuff like that. And I'm like, you know, I'm not going down like that. And so I had to figure out a creative way in order to be able to present information to the world in which that if they paid attention to what it was I was trying to say, each one of these were little bitty pieces of the puzzle that when all put together created a machine. And so the more I tried to put this information out, the harder it became. The more I tried to show people something that I've been wanting to show them, the harder it got. And the more, I'm not trying to look for the right doggone word, I was up against a brick wall. And so, you know, it got discouraging after a while. You know, you can only be told you're stupid so many times before people, you know, before you get fed up. And when people are constantly misquoting the laws of physics and constantly talking about you're a pseudoscientist and all that kind of jazz, everything that these folks that think that they're real scientists, they're idiots. They're flat out idiots, and there's no nice way to say it. They're ignorant people. Very ignorant people. And the mainstream science, NASA, all these people out there, they're doing nothing but damage to the world. That's it. And these college educated from Harvard and Yale and all this, they're doing nothing but destroying the world. If you want to know where the problem lies in this world, then look at your colleges out there. all these big name colleges that you got to be one of the elite to get in. You know, you're supposed to be really super smart. Well, they take all the super smart people and they put them up in these classrooms in what they call colleges to get them a degree and everything, and they dumb them down. They make them stupid. Intentionally make them stupid. A college is a place for people to go to be made stupid. That's it. That's it. That's the only possibility why things are the way that they are. I mean, technology itself will prove exactly what I'm saying, and I'll get to that. But in the meantime, I spent over 30-some-odd years, at the very least, just trying to present something to the world to show that energy is indeed free. And the terminologies used out there in the alternative energy world, over unity and zero point and whatever, you know, other stuff like that, those are just basically like disinformation kind of, you know, the laws of thermodynamics. That's it. Disinformation. It's a way to prove to you that something cannot be done. That's it. It's a way of dumbing down smart people in what they call colleges, making them ignorant. And even in the high school, they start teaching laws of thermodynamics in high school. It's for one purpose and one purpose only, to make you stupid. That's it. Now, I'm sure that I probably don't make people happy saying that. You may have went to college, but unfortunately, not trying to be rude or anything like that, you've been misinformed. That's it. If you had the displeasure of actually paying money to go to college, or if your parents paid money to send you to college, they got ripped off. Tell me how much better your life is right now because you went to college. Tell me how far humanity has been able to advance. How far have you been able to step outside the box to invent new and creative things using the brilliance inside of your mind? You know, what kind of boat anchor have you been dragging around with your brain all these years? Now, I say my brain hurts, it really does. Because while looking into all this stuff that I've been talking about, there's people out there trying to put batteries inside of, motors and tell everybody they got a free energy device, or wind a couple little wires together and call it a free energy device and all this kind of stuff. It basically takes away from all the valid points that people have to share the true science out there, things, the anomalies that they've figured out. You know, when we talk about Stan Myers, you go out and look down the road to Stan Myers and you'll find that there were people out there that did everything they could to discredit that man. Even though the basic laws of science, the basic science says that water is hydrogen and oxygen, and both of which are a fuel. And even the fact that water is the most stable molecule on the planet. You know? And the things that you can do with water. You can boil water. You can produce pressure with water. You can turn water into two separate, gases. And so, with that said, knowing the physics of water and the basic science of water, and then having somebody tell you that you can't run nothing on hydrogen technology because electrolysis uses too much power. You gotta use fossil fuels to do this or whatever. It's a lie. It's all a flat-out lie, and that's why I get frustrated, and that's why the Mad Science Show even exists. Now, I jump over on my dashboard on YouTube, and it says that I got 2,689,730 views on my YouTube channel. It says that I have 8,344 subscribers. I don't believe that. If I've got two or three subscribers, I mean real subscribers on there, I'd be surprised, literally. And the reason being is because I put the shout out on this YouTube channel over and over and over again, and I told people, join me on the Mad Science Show. If there's something that you have a question about, join me on the Mad Science Show. Jump on the microphone with me, jump in the chat room. They don't show up. Right now, I got a few people that I recognize in the chat room. Alright? And so, besides those people that I recognize in the chat room, if you're a subscriber to my YouTube channel, throw in a smiley face in the chat room. Alright? If you're listening to this radio show out there, which according to the numbers is pretty doggone impressive, try to find somebody that's got a landline computer and jump on there and throw in a smiley face just to show you're listening. Alright? If you're on Facebook, if you're subscribed on Facebook, friends with me on Facebook, jump over there and throw a smiley face in there. Alright? And this is why I'm trying to get to my point about going down the rabbit hole and giving myself a headache. The information that I'm trying to put out there to the world, I had to figure out a creative way in order to try to put something into the world. Alright, I had to put some information out to the world, but I didn't want to end up like Stan Myers or John Bedini and his brother or, any of the other famous researchers you might have heard of. If you're into alternative energy, you'll know all the big names of all the different researchers out there that didn't fare so well, not excluding Tesla, who gave the world so much as far as free energy and radio and TV and things like that. And so I figured out what I'm going to do is I'm going to start a test, and I'm going to do it, run an experiment to see. I'm going to see how many people that I can actually get together. I'm not asking anybody for any money, never have. Go back and listen to my show. That's one of the things that I've said over and over and over again, and people like my friend Raymond are always trying to tell me I need to ask for money or whatever, you know, or I need to accept money. But the test isn't over. The test of trying to figure out whether or not I'm being played like a banjo and whether or not this show's actually being heard by as many people as the numbers say and whether or not I really truly have 8,344 subscribers on my YouTube channel. Well, if there ain't the people out there really paying attention, I have to ask myself, why is it that somebody is making me believe that people are hearing what I have to say? And so, why would I put something out there that wasn't going to get to the people? That's the deal. If I have to do this hand, I take a note, I pass it under the table to somebody, and I take another note and I pass it under the table to somebody else. If I do a big information dump out there on the internet for everybody and his brother, the information that I've gathered in the last 30 years is coming out to the world, no matter what, whether I'm dead or not, it's still coming out. No ifs, ands, or buts. Every bit of research that I've got is coming out. So at this stage in the game, it's too late for anybody to whack me because I've already got my ducks in a row. I don't know what's what, and I know how this game is played. So when it comes down to proving free energy, if you can't find free energy, you're simply not looking hard enough. You're not. And if you believe that the free energy isn't free, then you need to pay attention in science class at all. And if you're one of those unfortunate individuals who went to college to get indoctrinated and dumbed down, I feel sad for you because you wasted many years of your life being told a lie. It's that simple. I want people to take a look at a link that I popped in the chat room, Wikipedia link about USB flash drives. What's this got to do with free energy? I just want you to really seriously look into the USB flash drive or thumb drive or whatever you call them. Some people call them memory sticks or whatever. Just I want you to go down the rabbit hole just far enough to see and understand how these things function. Alright, I'm not going to get into the details of how these things actually function. And I'm not gonna go down the conspiracy road of why and what and all that about it. I'm just saying, if you want to take a peek in the rabbit hole, there's where to start. Now, I don't trust Wikipedia. Never did trust Wikipedia. It's from the moment that I tried to post an article on there involving free energy. And the moment I posted it, it was already banned. It was already changed. Wikipedia is basically a watchdog for information, and they don't want you to have certain information. So if you put anything up there that they'll say things like the not verified or not relevant links, or you know, they can't find your where you researched it from or that kind of stuff. It is a bunch of college indoctrinated idiots, a bunch of ignorant people who run Wikipedia. And if you trust any information on Wikipedia, you're fooling yourself, because they are a worthless site. But every once in a while, in order to prove a lie and to keep the lie going, you have to tell a bit of the truth. And so they put that out there. They'll put information that's already known to most people. Anyway, go down that rabbit hole. Look at the USB flash drive. And follow it back. And you'll find it yourself. You'll find what I'm trying to point out. But the thing about this is, if you look at that flash drive and you actually understand anything at all of how it actually functions, and then you could turn around and tell me that there is no such thing as free energy, I'll eat my hat. I will eat my hat. I'll eat your hat too. All right? The way that this technology that we're on right now functions, it would blow your doors off if you understood every little tiny detail. The amount of information that can be stored on a thumb drive is mind-boggling. Go back and look at the computers that they said took us to the moon back in 69. Alright, go back and look at the amount of memory that those things had. And now, look at the amount of memory that's on something as small as that little chip that's in your card for your debit card or your doggone, whatever. Bank cards, credit cards. Look how much information is actually able to be stored, and ask yourself, how? How is this possible? How is it possible to cram so much information into one tiny little space? How is it possible to project my voice through the air, through a piezoelectric crystal, run down through a wire, go all the way through the circuitry of the computer system, out another wire, and across the Wi-Fi in midair through a signal that way, and make it out there to all of you? How's that possible? Now see, the technology that you have in your hand in that USB drive is quite literally space age. It's amazing. It's mind blowing when you get down to the actual functionality of it and how information's actually stored. It will blow your mind when you get to the end of that rabbit hole. But I've been down a rabbit hole so long, for so many years, I've studied everything in every single possible direction. studied, my initial study wasn't about how to use electricity or how to understand the way the book explains electricity. My research was how energy actually travels, how it gets from point A to point B, and how it does what it does, how the physics of water mimic the physics of electricity and radio waves and such, and how if you boil water you can produce pressure. If you energize gas into the fourth state of matter, being plasma, you do the same exact thing. So essentially, by energizing gas, you're doing the equivalence of boiling water. Two different methods of the pretty much the same process of heating and pressurization and breaking down things and, you know, condensing them and allowing them to come back together and such like that. So it's not, and it has never been, that we don't have enough energy to run everything that we're running right now. It's that we've been using it improperly all along, and it's been known, not just by myself, but by the industry itself, all this time. It's been known. They knew exactly what I've been trying to tell the world. They knew it all along. The way that the power companies actually get power to you would surprise you if you actually went down step by step and listened to what it is that they're saying, with the type of terminology that they will use to convey how it actually functions from their point of view. And then you turn around and I will simplify it in such a ridiculous fashion. You didn't need all that high-tech terminology to say what Tesla said back in the late 1800s and the early 1900s. You didn't need it. But to muddy up the waters, the doctor will learn stuff like, Latin. Yeah, the doctor will learn Latin so it can write, the doctor can write the notes down on a deal that nobody but the doctor can read. Unless you understand Latin in shorthand, you'll never be able to understand that. And so, you got to be a doctor in order to understand what doctors are talking about. And in the doggone alternative energy world or science community, you got to be a scientist and speak the lingual, the terminology, in order to be able to understand what it is that they're talking about. So they can't cope with a guy like me who simplifies it to the point of ridiculousness how easy it is. Now, I had a friend of mine who did go to college and who was very, very smart and used to work for a big company. And when I got through explaining to him how electricity actually functions, he got mad and left. He actually got angry and left. He said, no, it's just not that simple. And I said, yeah, it is that simple. If you understand how water travels, then you understand how energy travels. If you understand how water pressurizes, you understand how energy pressurizes. They're all one and the same. It all works the same exact way. Whether you want to talk about frequencies through sound waves or propagation through any type of medium or anything like that, it all functions the same exact way. And all of the laws of physics, most of which were put down to basically convince you that there are limitations into what it is that you can actually do. On one hand, NASA tells us that they've been all the way across to the space and down to different planets and send us nifty CGI pictures of everything, and says that we've been to the moon and we're out there in space right now and we have all this cool technology. But on the other hand, you go to say anything about free energy and bam, you just hit a taboo. You can't say that, because that violates the laws. That violates physics. That violates science. And you're a pseudoscientist. Well, everything that they believe in makes their science the equivalent of Scientology. Makes their science a religion. Because they will religiously preach it out. Now, I'm not saying that some of these folks aren't smart and they can't use a bit of physics to do some pretty cool stuff. But it's all magic tricks. Just like that USB drive that you got there in your hand. USB drive, thumb drive, flash memory or memory stick or whatever you want to call it. Whatever terminology that you like it. Alright? Nonetheless, how it functions is ridiculously simple and quite amazing, and it's magical. It's magic. Everything. Everything around is magic. And the understanding that we got of it is at the mercy of who taught us how the thing functions. Energy is free. And in order to prove that to the world, you first got to get the world to listen. I honestly don't believe they are. I don't believe that you can give to the world something that the world does not want. They're not ready for it. They're not ready for it unless the Big Daddy government, Big Mama government, tell them it's okay to do so. You can see it, but you can't touch it. You can look at it, you can think about it, you can talk about it, but you can't touch it. 2,689,730 views on a YouTube channel. 8,344 subscribers. And an astronomical amount of comments telling me how this is fake. That's stupid. This won't work. You're a bleep and a bleep bleep and, you know, all this kind of crazy stuff. So I figured, before I jump out there like John Bedini and Stan Myers and present something to the world, I'm going to put my toe in the water first to see if it gets bit. And it did. And if I hadn't got my foot out of the water fast enough, it would have probably got bit off. And so that's why mad science exists. You tell me out of 8,344 subscribers that more of these people couldn't have gotten the message and couldn't have jumped on ShazizRadio.com and supported the cause of putting information out to people? I wasn't trying to sell them no t-shirts. I wasn't trying to sell them no mugs. I wasn't trying to do anything but share information from research from over 30 years worth of looking into the rabbit hole. And so it doesn't matter. Stephen said, it's not so much the preaching of their Scientology I have a problem with. It's the fact you aren't allowed to question it. That's the exact key right there. What he said was, you aren't allowed to question it. You can't question physics. You can't question science. If you do, and if you're talking something different than what they're talking about, they will use the label pseudoscientist in order to deter you and other people from even listening to you away. I don't believe that I have 8,344 subscribers. I don't believe it. I believe that my information that I've been trying to put out to everybody all these years, and this is the reason why I tested the water before I jumped completely in. I believe that every bit of information that I've tried to get out to the world has been put in a box. And I've been suckered into believing that as long as I am getting out to people, okay, yeah, I'm talking 8,344 people, and so, you know, people are getting the message. Yeah, and Anon 5396 in here says you don't get any views anymore. I know. And some Anon 5396 says you paid for any subs? Nope. Every single one of those so-called subs on my YouTube channel were earned the hard way, the old-fashioned way. I know there's ways that you can go out there and you can buy views and you can buy subs and all that, but that's not going to help me out in order to get the information out there. Why would I want a bunch of fake people out there that I'm sitting here trying to talk to? Yeah, I've been called a con man too. I've been called worse than that. You wouldn't believe half the things that I've been called while I was trying to share information with people. And people wonder why. Why I get so frustrated. Why I call it mad science. Because I'm sitting here and I'm giving away every bit of ideas that I had. I've been putting information on the internet for over 30 years. Every design that I've got, every idea, even if it's not a complete idea, if it's a possibility that it can be used, I put it out there freely. I'm not trying to get anything patented or copyrighted, or like I said, I'm not trying to sell any mugs. I'm not trying to sell nothing. And I have flat out rejected money from people. Now, there are people out there who will put bogus free energy just to get clicks. There's people out there who will clickbait the heck out of you. But everything that I showed on my YouTube channel was for a purpose. I had to test the water before I go jumping in, because I ain't getting bit. I'm not going into a swarm of alligators like Stan Myers and John Bedini and John Searle and Joseph Newman and all the other unfortunate people who tried to help this world out with free energy designs, alternative energy. Even if you don't want to call it free energy, even if it's just efficiency, they tried to show the world and what they got in return, because they're up against a big machine such as the energy companies, electrical, coal, oil, you name it. Go look into it. Look how powerful that structure is. They don't want anybody out there telling you that you can get electricity for free. They don't want anybody doing that. But if you go down to the basic physics of everything and how things actually function, and if you understand how these these inefficient machines that we've designed, with exception of our computers, are pretty brilliant. But as far as electrical motors and all that kind of stuff, they could be done so much better, to where we know what causes lens effect, we know what causes eddy currents, and we know how resistance works and how all this stuff functions. We know about nichrome wire, we know about tungsten wire, we know how certain materials will actually resist current flow, which will intentionally produce eddy currents and cause that wire to get hot, red hot, and we make electric heaters out of it. But even that process could be done so much better. Let's see, Steven said, YouTube has marked down the amount of views so they don't have to pay out so much ad revenue. Not that matters now, but I watched a video the other day which said it had 89 views with 124 likes and 26 dislikes. How's that work? That's exactly what I'm talking about. And when it comes down to the fact of, doing the partnership program with YouTube, which I am a YouTube partner, and I actually have my my stuff monetized, but the reason being is, first off, it's YouTube's platform, and they're going to make money off of it anyway. And so I figured, well, you know, I'm not going to get rich on it, but if they want to throw a few pennies in the bucket that I can use for, making some more projects and stuff like that, that'd be fine. This estimated revenue for this month, $8.32. Yeah, $8.32. Now, if you divide that up by how many hours actually involved in putting out videos, and all that kind of stuff. That's not even minimum wage. It's ridiculousness. And my last video, let me click over here on my video manager. The last video that I posted was March 16th of this year, about, you know, a month ago or so. And it's got one thumbs down and 10 thumbs up. Because I actually got some subscribers that subscribed to me for the sole purpose of thumbing me down. That's it. They don't even provide anything in the comments to, you know, steer me on the right path of, you know, why it is that I'm wrong. They just subscribe to me to thumb my videos down. And because they like to get that trolling reaction out of me, because they know it frustrates me that somebody puts a doggone thumb down on a video without putting a comment in there why they didn't like the video. Now, I had one guy who said, well, I thumbed you down because I didn't like that lightning crash in the background that scared the crud out of me. And so, in my latest videos, I stopped putting the lightning crash in there, even though I thought it was cool. It was like a wake-up call. School bells, school's in session, and the bells rang, and that kind of... Anyway, I did it for fun, but I took it out because I had one thumbs downer who thumbed me down because of the lightning crash. You can't please everybody, I'm sure of that. But at least if they had the common courtesy and they're going to thumb my video down, tell me why it is that they believe I was wrong. See, they didn't do nothing. They didn't accomplish nothing. They didn't accomplish nothing because all they did was click on the thumbs down and they didn't put nothing positive into the pot there to see if we could find a resolution. Maybe, well, you know, that rotary switch that you're talking about, it won't work because, and then I could address the deal and maybe do another video and show them why it will or will not work, why they are right or they're not right. Anon said that, people pay for likes as well. Yeah. Why would I want to do that? Why would I want to pay for people to thumb my video up? You know, that's ridiculous. I want to know whether or not they really like it or they don't like it. I want to know the truth. That's it. The whole dang thing is all about the truth. And the purpose for my YouTube channel was to get to the truth. And it was to find out, to test the waters, to see whether or not the world was even ready for what I had to share. Why would I want to dump everything I got out into a box that wasn't going to get nothing more than put up on a shelf? I didn't want to dump the information out there to gain nothing. I wanted to dump the information out there so that everybody could get it. You know, like viral videos. I never one time had anything that I ever put on the internet ever go viral. For those of you who don't understand what that means, it means that, you know, somebody likes it so much they send it to their friend who sends it to their friend who sends it to their friend, and next thing you know, you got millions of people who have seen this, and once that information's out there and Pandora's box is open, there ain't no way any secret societies or governments can pull that back because it's already cats out of the bag. But if what I want to share with the world ain't going to go viral, then that means that the whole world ain't going to get it. They're never going to see the information. And that's why I believe that whoever's behind the scenes of whatever the internet actually is keeping everything that I'm talking about in a box. And that's what I had to find out before I put the information on the table. And so I did it in the most creative fashion possible, so I could find out. And so all the people out there listening, and including the puppet masters or controllers of all the knowledge out there, that's what I've been doing. You now know that everything that I've been doing right now has been to quite literally test the waters and troll the elite. Yeah. troll the puppet masters, troll the secret societies, troll the government. Test the waters. So for all you alphabets, soup agencies out there, and all you people out there in the unknown black suits or whatever, the men in black, you've been trolled. Because what's coming through the back door isn't what you've been watching in the front. And it's too late. There's absolutely nothing that you can do to stop it. That's it. The rabbit hole has gave me the largest incredible headache in the history of time. The ridiculousness of what I've had to contend with just to try to share information with my fellow brothers and sisters around the world. It's mind-blowing. The resistance of trying to share something to show people what the world really is as opposed to what it isn't. So, if the men in black want to bust down my door, now would be a good time to do it, but it's too late. It's too late for you. And it just, I don't get the average Joe. I don't understand why people claim to seek the truth and they want to make the world a better place, but yet they resist, they fight, they argue, they treat each other poorly all the time. It's insane. There ain't no reason for anyone in this world to be starving to death. There ain't no reason why anyone in this world should be thirsty. There ain't no reason why anyone should be homeless. There isn't any reason why anybody should have their electrical power cut. But to send this information into the average Joe's hand is impossible. They don't want it. They just don't want it. Unless it come from the man. Unless Big Daddy government says it's okay, they don't want it. Then it's sad. Because they deliberately strengthen the chains of their own bondage. They deliberately keep each other under control. It's like that movie Chicken Run. They wanted to get up out of the doggone pen. They wanted to go over the fence. Be surprised how life imitates art. There's people out there right now arguing over whether the earth is flat, whether it's round, concave, convex, whatever. Whether it's covered with a dome or whether it is covered with a dome, whether we did or didn't go to space, whether there is or isn't a one world government, well, conspiracy and all the doomsday, you know, we're going to get hit by Planet X. Well, Planet X is probably the slowest one of them all because every time they say it's supposed to be here or it already is here, it never shows up. You know, and the volcano that just went off over there in Japan, that's probably going to change a little bit of the weather, but then, you know, they'll call it climate change or climate disruption or whatever. You know, all that kind of stuff. Anon 5680 in the chat room said, a single drop of water never sees the ripples it creates, but instead has already become part of the whole and the effect. I believe that. I honestly believe that. Everything we do sends ripples out into the world. There's folks out there are building dams to guide our ripples away from the other people out there in the world, so send it off in a different direction. They're building quite literal digital dams in order to keep this information suppressed. Tell me how it is. I'm serious, folks. Somebody tell me how it is. that if I got 8,344 subscribers, that at least 50 of those subscribers don't tune in on Saturdays for the Mad Science Show. I can understand maybe not wanting to tune in on the Knights of the Round Table. Maybe they're not interested in that kind of stuff, but if they're interested in science and alternative energy, why aren't they here? Where are they at? You know? And so I'm thinking, I'm getting my message out. It's a really important thing to get this message out. And I'm testing the waters. And I'm seeing, you know, they said, build it and they will come. If you only realized how much money that I invested in this project, it would blow your doors off. My own personal finances, my own personal funds, it would blow your doors off to understand how much I had invested over the 30-year period in order to have not one, but three websites, two of them parked and ready to go for the largest free energy information dump in the history of time. And the time behind the scenes, encoding things into things and putting things in plain sight for people to see, so that, you know, it don't get recognized as a problem. Stan Myers showed everybody in the 70s how to run a car on water, and here we are today. There are cars that run on hydrogen technology, but it's not mainstream. And the electrical car companies, they have incredible technology. We've got hub motors. And the things that you can do with DC current and the speed at which these things, you don't even have to have a transmission in some of these cars. And there's actually hybrid gas electrics like the Koenigsegg. Go look up the Koenigsegg. Not only is it the most beautiful car I've ever seen, but it's the fastest car on the planet, fastest production model on the planet. And it's got a lot of carbon fiber in there. It's got a lot of out-of-the-box technology. It's amazing. Neo said, do not try and know the truth. That is impossible. Instead, only try to realize the reality. There is no truth. Then you will see that it is not the truth that matters. It is only the consequence that matters. Well, the consequence of doing nothing, as opposed to something, is that if you do at least something, and then at least something gets done, and if you do absolutely nothing, then absolutely nothing gets done. Between all the people that supposed friends on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and Shaziz Radio and Skype and all that, I put the call out in so many different directions to build the dream team, to bring people to the table. Basically, what I said is leave your ego behind and join us and work together and get things done. And here we are in the year 2018. Somebody in this world can't even get a fresh drink of water. If you're in California and you're during a drought and you are dying of thirst, then unfortunately, as sad as that is, then you're an idiot. You didn't pay attention in science class. It's so ridiculously simple to desalinate water through basic science and physics, and yet they're trying to say that, oh, well, we gotta cut back on water, we're all gonna die of thirst and you can't water your lawn. And people actually went through the extremes of taking their grass out so they didn't have no grass to mow and no grass to water, and instead put gravel in there. Are you kidding me? I mean, come on, this has got to be some sort of sick joke. This has to be one of them hidden camera things. It's got to be a joke. Really? And you wonder why I call it mad science? This is why. Global warming, climate change, climate disruption, all of that under bogus science is a big hockahooey to get more money out of you. You're already paying for fossil fuels, and now they want more taxes out of fossil fuels because the same fossil fuels that they're trying to sell you is what they say is causing the global warming. So how about this, folks? How about common sense dictates if somebody's got a product that's causing catastrophic weather all over the planet, how about a class action lawsuit against the coal-fired power plants, against the fuel industry, against the electric companies, and every single one of them? How about a worldwide class action lawsuit to get them to take and pay that bill? Seriously, you're the one paying the bill because they, when they get the bill, they send you the extra bill. Who's paying the carbon tax? The same people that pay all other taxes. We the people. Said no one is dying of thirst in California. Yeah, well, that's true. It's a sarcastic way of saying when they were complaining about how this drought was lowering down the reservoirs of the fresh water, if they would have took some advice from the people over in Dubai who built huge desalination plants, and they were thinking in the lines of how a Boy Scout thinks, you would have pre-planned for any potential future, and you would have water available when it was necessary. That's the thing. The earth is so abundant, full of resources, and we're sitting here talking, we got scarcity. Stephen Gibbons in the chat room said, the trouble with the truth is as individual as the one experiencing it, that is why nobody can agree it even when it's a shared experience. Yeah, that's it. You can't get people to agree on stuff. Most of the time you can't even get them to agree to disagree in a respectful manner. They want to curse each other out about it. Look, I know ain't nobody in California dying of thirst. But it's a whole doggone concept. I went through the whole deal of watching all this legislation that they were doing down there. I actually did a radio show with, can't remember what that guy's name was. Anyway, he's always putting videos out because he's always holding his government accountable. He goes to all the town meetings and all that, and they're wanting to make extra regulations and the Agenda 21 kind of deal where they want to get you out of your cars and onto a bicycle and sustained development and all this kind of stuff. And so he's sitting there trying to show everybody the same thing that I'm saying. Pretty much is there's more resources available in this world than we could ever use in a trillion, 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 trillion lifetimes, and yet we have to put up with the ridiculousness of people complaining and basically imprisoning one another because, you know, they say we have a scarcity in something. It's stupid is what it is. Now, you got all these environmentalists out there that say that we need to save the planet. Where are they? I put the call out to them too. Come join us here. Alright? I put the call out on YouTube. I put the call out on Facebook. I put it out here on ShazizRadio.com and all the other affiliated networks. Been hollering for them for years. Hey, you guys say that we got this problem. Here's how to fix it. Let's get together and do it. That's it. They ain't gonna do it. They don't wanna do it. It's the drama that they want. It's the attention. It's whatever. It's everything but resolution. It's everything but utilizing the solutions available. It's all impossible. We can't do it. It's doomsday's right around the corner. The sea level's going to rise. Al Gore's been saying the sea level's going to rise so long, it's ridiculous. And everybody out there, my God, here we are. It's April, Saturday, April 21st, 2018, and it's cold as heck outside. Where's that global warming at? How's that working out for the world? It ain't. It ain't working out for the world. It's a lie. Global warming, climate change, climate disruption. Never mind the fact that the sun has something to do with, the way energy is distributed around, and the man-made sprays in the air. You know, that's a conspiracy tinfoil hat. You can't say there's chemtrails or anything like that. That's a conspiracy. Never mind. You know, never mind that history shows that they've cloud seeded before. Never mind that there's companies out there that advertise geoengineering. Never mind. Never mind all that. Only listen to what the mainstream news tells you. Only listen to what the government tells you. And only preach from the right book. Only tell what it is to tell that you've been taught via your indoctrination center. If you're one of those unfortunate individuals who went from the grade school to the junior high to the senior high indoctrination center and then found yourself to be less fortunate enough to actually be physically attending a college indoctrination system, I feel bad for you, honestly. Because the brilliance that's in your mind, had that would have been, allowed to expand itself, would have had us at such a further place. Go look at a thumb drive, for Pete's sake. Go look at a flash drive. Go look at what they call a memory stick. And really contemplate on how what is going on in there is even remotely possible. How they're actually storing information via ones and zeros, and how they're able to put so much information on such a tiny little spot. And yet, as magical as that may seem, you can't say free energy. You definitely can't say over unity, and you definitely can't say 0 point. And those two terminologies there, over unity and 0 point, those were just put out there as disinformation for everybody else who understood real physics and real science. So that anybody who would say free energy, well, there's no such thing as 0 point or over unity or free energy, and they can lump it all into one pile and discourage anybody from looking any further. Don't look past this. That's why it's the way it is. That's why YouTube is muddied up with all kinds of fake free energy devices and scam artists like Keshi that run around begging people for money and then builds a product and then doesn't deliver what he says he's going to deliver, puts a phony product out there and gets a whole bunch of brilliant individuals suckered into believing what he has to say. And they go down a rabbit hole and get stuck so far in there that even when they find out he's a fraud, they can't get themselves out because now they're in too deep. And when the honest folks step forward and say, here's the information, take it and run with it, they get ridiculed. And the folks that want to decide to make a living off of their intellectual knowledge and work, those are the ones that get killed. If you don't try to patent anything, they won't try to kill you. If you don't try to make any money, they won't try to kill you. But the moment you hit the industry in the wallet, then that's when you got problems. That's when your government, if it gets too far out of hand, will actually come in and claim that it's a national security issue, why it is that you can't be making this or telling people about it. And why, you know, like it, and what's the guy that I've been talking about so long about the doggone nuclear scare scam? Galen Windsor, nuclear scare scam. If you have not seen that video, if anybody out there listening right now can Google up Galen Windsor, nuclear scare scam, please post that link into the chat room for people to watch. And you will find just as many debunking of Galen Windsor and all this kind of stuff as you can imagine. You'll find people out there to say he was a scam artist too and this and that. Whatever. They said the same thing about Tesla. They said the same thing about Medini and John Searle or Joseph Newman and all the other ones that we've mentioned here. You'll find trash talkers about them. Paid trolls or whatever you want. But Google it up. Nuclear scare scam. Sit down and watch that video. And listen to what the man has to say. Unless chemical A comes in contact with chemical B and you get the blue flash, then it's perfectly harmless, is what he said. He ate the stuff. And he lived to be old, too. Should have died of cancer. Should have died of radiation sickness. But just push all those facts aside. Don't pay no attention to none of that. Oh, he died of cancer. He died of this. You know how many different ways possible there are to get cancer? And if you go down the doggone snack section in your local grocery store and read up the chemicals that everybody's ingesting into their body, and then you wonder why people are obese and diabetic and you know, pale and iron deficient and all that kind of stuff, go look up Dr. Lorraine Day and look for a book called Diseases Don't Just Happen and read it. And then go to the grocery store after reading that book. So there are alternative energies out there available. There's alternative medicines available. There's alternatives to every single bit of what is actually causing problems in this doggone world available. And I don't understand. There's only one possible explanation to why it is that this information hasn't gone viral. There's only one possible explanation why this particular website and others like it aren't overloaded with people. Number one is majority of the people who own a thumb drive don't care how it works. They just want it to work. As long as they can plug that nifty little deal down in there, they don't care how it functions. They don't even want to know the physics of what's going on. They just want to know it works. They don't even know that there's like 100,000 uses that you can get out of the same device before it finally fails. It's crazy. Every time you plug it in and unplug it, now there's one less time you can use it. You can only use this 100,000 times before it finally gets to the point where it begins to fail. Crazy, huh? But forget about it failing. What you need to do is focus on how it actually works. That's what you need. When you realize how it actually works, it's going to blow your doors off. And then when you hear old crazy Harry Shaziz saying something to the extent that that don't even scratch the surface of what we have capable of, what the capabilities, the technology that we have available to us, it don't even scratch the surface. What we're capable of would blow your mind. It would flat out blow your mind. But since we're outside of a box, inside of another box that has been artificially built around us, then getting the information out's a little tougher job. Everyone who made it inside this second box is hearing what I have to say. Now, it's time to do a scene from Chicken Run and get out of the second box and move over into the third box. It's crazy. You ever feel like a rat in a maze looking for the cheese? It's crazy. The people out there talking about World War III, they want to blow up our planet. Some people want to save our planet. They're always bickering back and forth, this and that. If the governments of this world even cared about the people, which they don't. If they even cared about the people, all of what I've been saying right now would already be on the table. All the resolutions, all the solutions to every single problem that exists in this world we have at our fingertips, if we so choose to use it. But we don't. And when I say we, I'm painting with a wide brush. I'm saying we is a global community or a flat plane community, however you want to look at it. I don't care whether it's flat or whether it's round or dodecahedron or triangle or convex or concave or hollow. Who cares? If there's other people in this world suffering, you have to ask yourself why. In the year 2018, why are there people in this world suffering? There's no need for it. Absolutely zero need for it. You could hand somebody the cure to cancer. You could put it physically in their hand, a cure to cancer, and they will not take it. They will not do anything unless they tell the doctor says it's all right. They'll wait for the doctor. They'll go to the doctor. They'll subject themselves to radiation therapy, toxic chemicals, and they will suffer. They will allow their hair to fall out. They will allow themselves to be sick and miserable just to extend their life maybe a year, maybe only 6 months. But if they get lucky, maybe a year, maybe 2 years, and maybe if they win the jackpot, they might go into remission and live a lot longer than that, and their hair grows back. But the cures to all these diseases are available. Every single one of them. See, when I went down a rabbit hole, I did not just study energy. I studied everything under the sun. Everything from conspiracy theories to how things work, political, society-wise, or whatever. And to see all of this playing out before my very eyes has drove me flat out insane. I don't get it. Why would people continue to feed the same beast that they say is eating them alive? Why would people continue to live in ignorance? And you even got some really smart individuals out there who will muddy the water with made-up terminology. And they will get mad at you if you don't agree with what they have to say. It's sickening. They will flat out sit there and make things up. It's nuts. For somebody who really seriously paid attention in school and has issues that have to be contend with memory-wise, physical and health and financial, to continuously put themselves, subject themselves to this kind of torture in order to try to send those ripples out to the world. They say the definition of insanity is repeating the same thing and expecting a different result, and so I may quite literally be insane. Because I know the world can fix itself, and I believe that we have the capabilities. I know we have the capabilities. And I keep shouting out on the microphone over and over and over again trying to bring people to the table so we can talk and work things out and share our resources. I would put my money in the pot to help somebody out to actually get something physically done. If you look at how a house is built, you got a painter, you got a plumber, you got a drywall guy, you got a roofer, you got an electrician, you got a framer, and all this kind of stuff, and they all have different tools that are specific for each one of the tasks that they got to complete, and they come together, they build a house, and they sell it on the market, and somebody makes a lot of money, and they're getting paid for their services, and somebody now has a home, but it was multiples of people who came together with all kinds of different technologies and tools in order to get something accomplished. Now, if NASA's getting $50 million a day or $50 billion, who knows what it is? I don't know. It's either million or billion. Either way, $50 million. Let's just undercut the... Let's go to the low spot. $50 million a day. Do you understand what we could do with $50 million? With $50 million, I could give everything necessary to the world for every individual out here to quite literally have. No electric bill. At all. And to be able to drive a car that does not have any kind of fuel cost to it. The technology's there. Every single bit of it. $50 million would pay enough mechanics and engineers to come together and build this from scratch, piece by piece, to show the world that this really works. If you can't save this world with $50 million and you have to have $50 million a day in order to pay employees and research and development and all that kind of stuff, and you can't resolve issues right now, do you realize how many patents that NASA has that they own? Think about it. And we keep giving them money. We keep giving the government money. And they keep telling us we're all going to die. They keep trying to send us into war over in foreign countries. This country wants this gas pipeline to go through this way. This country wants this gas pipeline to go that way. They want to ship oil this way. They want to ship oil that way. They want their money backed by gold. The other one wants it backed by the petrodollar, the freaking funny money. And so that's why your children and your children's children from here on out will continuously go to war with other nations until the power brokers at the top finally get what they want. Total control. Until they can make the whole Georgia Guidestones a reality. Only 500 million on the planet. Is that what it was? 500 million? Get it down to a more manageable. So the big wigs and the true bloods can basically live high on the hog with all their slaves at the bottom. That's not advancement in humanity. That's killing off, that's genocide. That's killing off all the potential that could actually take us to infinity and beyond. Where are my YouTube subscribers? Seriously, where are they at? Where are my Facebook friends? Where are the Twitter people? Where are all the alternative energy communities out there? Where are all the alternative energy researchers out there? And even the ones that you've heard prior on this show, where are they? Some of which said, nobody wants to talk to me no more because I'm crazy. I've gone crazy. They just didn't get it. They just didn't get it. It's ridiculously simple, and yet people want to make it ludicrously or insanely complicated. I did a video called Rotary Switch, has 115 views, 11 comments, 10 thumbs up, 1 thumbs down. I did one called Important, has 311 views, 21 comments, 20 thumbs up, 2 thumbs down. I did one called Energy Now, 186 views, 16 comments, 22 thumbs up. I did one called Efficiency, 127 views, 12 comments, 11 thumbs up, 1 thumbs down. I did one called Question 2, 17 comments, 15 thumbs up, 1 thumb down. I did one called Question, 6 comments, 13 thumbs up, 1 thumbs down. I did one called Coil Driver 2, 8 comments, 141 views, 8 comments, 14 thumbs up, 0 thumbs down. And I could go on and on and on and on. But if you go down and you look at all the doggone view counts on all my videos, doesn't say that there is anywhere near 8,344 subscribers. Don't. So truthfully, I'm wasting my time. I'm flat out wasting my time. I'm wasting my money. I'm wasting my time. So they're going to come a day when enough's enough. It's going to come a day. I'm going to dump all my research on the table and walk away and say, have at it. It ain't going to be no shiziz to call up and say, hey, what you mean by this? Figure it out. It ain't going to be no shiziz up here to say, yo, hey, let's try this and work it out and all that kind of stuff. No. I got a headache. My brain hurts. Going down a rabbit hole sucks. And I just don't want to do it anymore. I just don't want to get up here and shout at the microphone and invite people to the table anymore. I don't want to do it. I force myself to do this every weekend. I force myself to do the Knights of the Round Table in hopes that sending those ripples out will bring the people of the world together. The whole concept of build it and they will come, it's a lie. It's a flat out lie. Because the only ones that's going to come here are the men in black or the government or whatever. How this information continuously gets suppressed, it blows my doors off. Find a creative way to send a podcast to people. And you gotta find an even more creative way to finally get them to even click on it. 99.9% of everyone out there on the internet is so incredibly distracted with their own virtual reality that they're sucked into and sitting there complaining and hollering about we got to save the planet, you know, and they're protesting, you know, ridiculousness with a wooden stick and a paper sign saying save the trees and so on. You're fighting against yourself. Instead of coming together and working with one another and getting everything resolved, if you want free energy, it's ready. It's on the table. When you decide you want it, it is ready. No ifs, ands, or buts. No scams. No pyramid schemes. No fake devices. It's quite literally ready. If you're ready to sit down with some brilliant minds and engineer and actually manufacture the holy grail of free energy devices, it's ready when you're ready. What I see so far is either it's all suppressed or you're not ready. See, we got out of one box and basically stood in the next box over. Because the people who've been at the wheel for a long time made sure that they put us in a box that we would all hopefully stay in to keep control. And then a few of us would climb out of that box and we'd end up in the box over. And now we're in the second box. Some of us has actually made it to the third or the fourth or fifth box. But we're in a box within a box within a box within a box within a box and so on down the line. And it's worse than the doggone maze with the cheese and the mice trying to find it. And there's a few mice sitting up there on the edge watching everybody run around like a chicken with their head cut off. And they're saying, don't you guys get it? Until you all decide to work together, there ain't no way you're getting out of there. That's it. That's the world in a nutshell. Until you figure it out, that until you decide to work together, you're not getting out of there. Some of you individuals might find a way to live a little bit more comfortable. Some of you might actually go off the power grid. Some of you might actually get what it is I'm saying, and you'll do it for yourself. And you might even try to share it with somebody else. But if you ever try to sell it, game's over. That's it. If you ever try to make money off of any of this, game's over. They don't want you to have the power that is available to you. So they keep you in a box. And you keep each other in a box. Every time one of the mice tries to climb out of the box, another one of the mice will pull them back in. That's what it is. If you want to find it, I can show you how to get there. But what you do from at that point on, someday I'm going to share something so incredible that it will be buried. It'll be buried. Because that's the way the system works. That is exactly how the system works. It's designed that only those chosen few make it to the top. And they're not chosen by divine order. They're chosen by those who are willing to quite literally sell their soul to get there. If they're willing to step on your neck, they'll make it to the top. But if you're wanting to bring the rest of your brothers and sisters up with you to the top of that pyramid, you're not welcome. That's the way the system is. When I talk about mad science, I'm talking about mad science in the sense of what I was taught in school, the science, and when we actually did physical experiments and we learned how things work by observation using the scientific method. And then as the years went by, the science got watered down. People got dumber. Now you're here in the modern age where we have something basically little miracle sticks that you plug into your computer and store tons and tons of information, and when you figure out how they actually do it, it's going to blow your doors off. And yet, we still have a so-called energy crisis. We still have so-called climate change, climate disruption, and climate whatever, and whatever's going to be next week when the math don't add up. You can't trust a mainstream scientist. You can't trust the media. Mainstream media, you can't trust them. You can't trust the doggone government. You can't even trust each other for that matter. You can't trust the alternative media. It's all pure ridiculousness. If you're listening in and you want to join in, it's as simple as a Skype call. Just call. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to waste my breath. I don't want to waste my time. I've got a bunch of information stored on all kinds of different platforms. I've got CDs of gathered information. And I'm going to compile it all. And I'm going to do a massive information dump. And then I'm going to walk away. I'm going to take how much ever time necessary to ensure that I get it right. And then at that point, I'll put a final video out there on YouTube. And then I will keep the website alive for as long as I can. And then when I think that everybody's had enough time to download everything, I'll shut them all down. That's where I stand. Because it's hard to breathe. It's hard to understand why it is that people in this world have to treat each other and themselves the way that they do. It's hard to understand with all the knowledge that I've gathered in my mind and on hard drives and paper and all the research that I've done over the last 30 years to give to the world something that they said they needed. It's hard to sit here and watch the destructive nature of mankind. It's hard to sit here and watch what they do to this earth. It's hard to see what they do to each other. It's hard to see the wars and the rumors of wars and the plagues and the famines and the pestilence and all the ridiculousness that occurs on a regular basis and all the foul-mouthed heathenism that you have to tolerate just trying to share some positive message with people. I've been called everything under the sun. I've been threatened. I've been lied to. I've been manipulated. I've been shoved in a corner. I've been censored. Jumped out of one box, got out there in the big box, stood up on the edge to get the big picture and realize there's a box within a box within a box within a box in the system that we find ourselves in, and every individual out there is fighting like heck to stay in the matrix when it's not necessary. That little scene from The Bug's Life that I keep talking about all the time, the grasshopper said, when they realize that they outnumber us 101, that our way of life is going to change. They told you. They sat there and told you. They told you in the movies what they were going to do to you. They told you in the movies what you were capable of. They told you in the movies that they were afraid of you. They told you in the movies that they knew how to manipulate you, how to get you to do things. They told you. You know, there's technology out there available right now that has the capability of quite literally putting sounds into your head with no audible, without no speaker, nothing. It's just like a radio wave. Microwaves. And because of the way that your body works electrically, you can receive it like an antenna. You're a receiver. And so, I'm going to add two dog to the call. And so you're able to hear things. These signals just completely bypass your ear. Hey, two dog, how's it going?
All right, my brother, how are you?
Oh, pretty good, I guess. As best can be expected. Anyway, like I say, folks, these signals, they bypass your eardrums. They don't even affect your eardrums, don't even vibrate your eardrums. It just kind of works on basically the electromagnetic field that your brain produces, because your brain is electrical. And if you actually take the time to look down the rabbit hole of the thumb drives that I just talked to, you're going to find something out that's going to blow your doors off. But I ain't going to go into the details. I'm not going to sit down and try to explain it to everybody out there what it is that I'm talking about. And that one little nugget that I'm putting out there, it doesn't even scratch the surface of the technology that we have available to us. And the whole key to all of what it is that I'm trying to share with everybody, and the whole concept of the Mad Science Show and the Knights of the Round Table and all of this effort in the YouTube videos, is that they sat there and told us, and we told each other, that this world had need. We had needs. We had dangers that we had to overcome. We had problems that we needed to solve. And they said that we had these, and we had to figure out a way to do it. And when the most brilliant minds on this planet showed up to do just that, they were mocked. They were ridiculed. They were murdered. They were put back in the box. They were suppressed. And they were shut down. And if anybody out there can't understand, that is why the whole deal, the mad science, the concept of mad science, if you can't mentally understand why it is that the mad science shows even around, I've been called a pseudoscience. I've been called things that they should run a bar of soap in every mouth to every keyboard warrior out there that done foul mouth heathenism trying to tell me how stupid I was because I didn't understand the laws of thermodynamics, or I didn't understand this or that. Let me tell you something, folks. I've read more books and studied more than probably 98% of every living individual on this freaking rock that we call Earth. And I paid attention in science class. And so when I'm sitting here being told that I'm stupid by some college-educated, ignorant individual that thinks he understands because he's got some terminology he might understand, and then I got another one over there sitting there trying to sit there and make up terminology to try to explain his version of reality that has no kind of concept or grasp on real reality, you can understand that could get frustrating really fast. If you paid attention in basic science class, you should never die of thirst on this planet. Never die of thirst. You can take salt water, desalinize it, which means take out the salt. You can purify it, distill it, and you can drink that water. Right there. And you'd be surprised of how much guff I got for trying to explain that to somebody. So, this is where the frustration all came from. The fact that there are solutions on the table. Everybody's been invited to the table. 8,344 supposed YouTube subscribers, 2,689,730 video views on my YouTube channel, several hundred Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and all different types of social media networks. All of this information been shared out on every single one of them. Put the call out for everybody and his brother. And I ain't even got into the network stats of the numbers that they say are actually listening to these radio shows. And I'm sitting here saying, I don't believe it. There are three people presently in Shaziz Mad Science chat room, which is a Chatangle website. There are three people presently in Awake Radio, which are the same three people who are in the chat room in the other network, because they're all on the same exact Super Chat page. So if you go pick these out individually, there might be one, there might be two in each one of them, or whatever. There's four in the old chat room. There's five in TCT chat room. And the call went out to 8,344 subscribers. Multiple hundreds of people on Facebook and Twitter and all the different social media networks and all the different networks involved in broadcasting and podcasting and rebroadcasting. And we're going through multiple time zones. If this world wanted to resolve, this place should be shut down by now just from traffic alone.
Well, there you go.
We're in a box. Two Dog, we are in a box. We got out of the first box.
Mm-hmm.
We made it to the second box.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got into the third box. And here we are some many boxes down the road. And we're sitting there standing. We're on the top. You and me, we're standing up there on the edge. And we're looking down at this big old maze that they call our world. And we're shouting out to everybody, hey, the only way you're ever going to get out of there is when you decide one thing. You got to work together to do it.
Well, you know, the thing that anybody's ever heard for the 15 years that I've actually done this on radio, okay, I've spent 15 years of my life doing what I'm doing, all right?
Yep.
And, unity around the world is to, and peace completely is simple. It's the governments that's making it hard.
Yeah.
Okay. The thing about it is, if I was to take what everyone has always told me for the past 58 years, okay, I wouldn't be doing nothing right now. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But what Creator puts in you to do, you can't stop it. If you stop it, then what are we doing? I mean, yeah, it's frustrating. It's frustrating as it can be, okay? Because I don't go, you know me, bro. I don't go through the in the rabbit holes. I chase the rabbit when it comes out.
Yeah, I get it. You know,
I'll chase the rabbit down. The point. But, you know, it is what it is. And if you don't like what I say about things, that's your prerogative.
Well, I love what you say about things. And I love your wisdom. You know, I'm sitting here, I want these people in this world to understand one thing. There's only one purpose I do what I do right here, and that's because I believe that my Creator wants me to try to help make the world a better place using whatever I have to offer this world. And if everybody else did the same exact thing, you know, all of us together, you know, like I said, Two Dog, you and I together, we're stronger than we are apart, right?
Oh, yes.
Like those arrows that you talked about.
Yes.
And trying to rally the troops in a world of chaos, it's the hard part. You know?
Well, It's totally the hard part, because here's the thing. wherever you are as a human being around the world, it's hard. But if we come together and decide, we talk together, we may find out that we can actually work together. Because, well, look where you and I have come. When there was a little bit of a, we first met, we didn't know each other, we was working on each other, you know, trying to see who worked and where.
Yep.
And now look at what we're doing.
Yep.
So it's a common understanding that we are human beings.
And
we do have the same problem.
That's it, you know. And if somebody out there in this world is thirsty, then we need to give them something to drink, right?
I mean, here's the thing that people don't understand. And we're talking, you know, my wife, our spiritual leader, is also talking with somebody from South Africa right now. All right? And good brother, and he's actually an actor. Okay, but what we're finding out is that South Africa could run out of water, or might have already. And we're sitting here going, what? And how can that happen in 2018? Why are we not helping each other? But the world media ain't saying nothing about that.
Nope. They're just trying to get us all riled up to go to war again.
Yes. And, you know, when it comes to, I don't mean no harm, but I'm going to hype on this anyway. When it comes to anything Indian on Turtle Island, do you hear anything coming out of the world media in America? Nothing.
Nope.
The thing about it is they don't talk about some things, and then they say they just go around the world and tell the news.
Yep.
Well, you got problems at home you ain't talking about.
That's right. You know something, Stephen Gibbons, I love that guy. I tell you what, he finds pictures and links and stuff. While I'm at that, before I go any further with that, let me say, if you do take the time to stop over at ShazizRadio.com, scroll up right above the radio player. There is a link, Stephen's resource page. Don't let this work go to waste. Pass this link around to everybody and his brother. This is all kinds of alternative energy research that Stephen's taking the time to compile all these links for everybody. Please share that around. You know, even if we're in the third or fourth or fifth box out here, we're getting farther and farther away from the centralized box at least. But share that information. You know, and pass it out there all over. Send his link viral so that, you know, all his work's not for nothing. But anyway, he posted it. I don't know if you know what a meme is. It's basically a picture with a phrase on there that says, picture say a thousand words or something like this. Picture's worth a thousand words. But
yeah.
it says, fart joke, 3,000 likes, or 30,000 likes. Fart joke, 30,000 likes. Invent free energy, 30 likes. Humanity. Isn't that the truth? If you got something ridiculous or stupid or crazy to do, it seems like people will share ignorance faster than they will share brilliance.
Oh yeah. That's normal. That's normal for a human being for some reason.
And we wonder why we're in the state that we're in. This is why...
If it's something ignorant, it's more laughable than say, oh God, they're talking about climate change again.
Yeah.
Or whatever, you know.
Well, I don't even believe in man-made climate change because the science doesn't match. But nonetheless, I will give it to them. All right. Let's just say, okay. Even though I don't believe in climate change, even though I know it's a big hockahooey, you say that this is what we got. This is the problem. I present the solution. Here's the solution to you. All right. Mm-hmm. Now, when they're not taking the solution, then there has to be some reason why they're not taking the solution. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that the solution isn't based on real science. It's not that the solution will not work. It's almost as if these people love to either live in fear live in ignorance, or they just love the drama, or they just love the money that is gained from telling everybody doomsday's around the corner. Do you realize how many years it was since Planet X and Nibiru was coming to blast us out of the solar system? You remember the Y2K scare?
Yeah. Let me say it like this real quick. Nature in itself, okay, ever since, I don't care whether you call it the Big Bang Theory or whatever, but nature, when it comes to the Earth Mother, she changes. Okay? It's a change. Every once in a while, the Earth will do that.
Yep.
So, are we going to say it's man-made, or did the Mother, or did nature itself do it? Who knows? I mean, but, yeah, mankind has been pushing some things. Okay, if you look at, some of the way that these industries have been throwing pollution out.
Yeah,
okay?
we pollute our own fishbowl all the time.
Yes, so here's the point. Do you not think the Earth Mother will not take care of herself?
All right.
She will fight you back.
Oh, yeah. That's a whole key. This planet is a self-contained biosphere of epic proportions. It has more energy than we could ever use in a trillion, trillion, trillion lifetimes, and nothing that was ever here is gone. It's all here. Everything got recycled into the system, and so nature will clean up after it. But the question is, does humanity have time for nature to do the work that nature does, or should humanity get involved in assisting nature in the cleanup so that we can speed the process up and live longer?
If it can help, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
That's what I say, if it can help, yes.
Well, here's the way you help. You clean up your fishbowl, you clean up your mess, and allow nature to do what nature does without interfering. You know, if you're working in harmony with nature, nature's going to reward you. That's as simple as that.
And if you want to talk about mad science or whatever, only thing you have to do is look at the power of nature in itself.
Yeah.
Nature is science if you see what she's doing.
That's right. That's why...
Wind generation. I mean, you got wind power. Water is power.
Yep.
It's power, man.
And it's gifted to us freely. But we charge each other for it.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah, you got to go to the store, you can buy a bottle of water for a dollar. Go down the creek with a little science and you can get a bottle of water for free.
You talk about people that say they care about you. Real. I'm going to say this to the... You talk about people that really want to, they say they care about your business, they love your business, and they care about you. So you go and you get the lights turned on in your house, alright?
Yep.
So it's like the middle of January, it's froze outside and it's snowing.
Yep.
And you have all of a sudden lost your job and you can't afford to pay the bill.
Yeah.
Do you think they care if they turn the lights on you, off of you, and freeze you?
No, they don't.
If you ain't got the money, your lights are gone.
They gotta make an example out of you. You do your job, you work, you give them a portion of your earnings, and you can have lights. If you don't...
But they love you and they appreciate your business, see?
Yeah. Yeah, until you call them up and complain about something that they're doing wrong. Like, here's an example for you, too, dog. I come home one day, and I happen to notice this bright fluorescent orange mark on one of my trees. Alright? I also even noticed it on my wife's mulberry tree. And I'm like, what in the heck? Who's been out here spray painting the trees? Well, then... Turns out the doggone power company shows up and they start cutting down my trees. They even cut down my wife's mulberry tree. Never asked me for permission. Just came onto my property, cut them down, made one heck of a mess and left. I had three huge brush piles on my property that weren't there before. And my wife's mulberry tree that she grew from a little bitty sprout all the way up to a tree where she could get mulberries off of was gone. And I called them up and told them about it. I said, look, next time you come onto my property, you better notify me ahead of time. But that's how much concern that those power companies have for you. They don't care. Flat out.
As long as they're getting that almighty dollar, man, they don't care.
Yep. If I tore up their stuff, you think I wouldn't be in jail?
I'll maybe throw you under.
Yeah. But they come on my property, just tear my stuff up without my consent or my prior knowledge or nothing, start spray painting the trees that they're marking deemed to be cut down, and they just decide that they're going to cut trees through my property and leave a mess behind. Folks, if you ever want to get out from underneath the thumb of these corrupt individuals that are running this industry and polluting your fishbowl, there's only one way to do it, and that's to take the advice from that dude from Bug's Life. Realize that you outnumber them, and in his deal, the ants outnumbered the grasshoppers 100-1. In reality, the people outnumber the elite millions to one.
Which is this.
Yeah.
If you think about it with myself, I'm just going to say, and please, I'm not patting myself on the back or nothing. This ain't got nothing to do with that. But if you look at how far I've come in the last 54 years talking what I'm talking about, all right?
Yeah.
And since that first 7-year-old child jumped in front of a German shepherd to keep it from biting a black grandma in my neighborhood, to sitting with the World Summit right now and getting these flags and talking about peace and everything else, and we can work together with everything, you know, to better your life.
Yeah.
What you're doing and what I'm doing. In the last 54 years, you think they haven't came after me?
Oh, I'm sure they have. There's no doubt in my mind.
Do you think I'm stopping for this, or you think I'm going to stand in front of the war dog and say stop it?
Well, and that's I think that's the reason why the Mad Science Show has been around so long, because, you know, I've got a lot of patience. But after a while, even I understand, it's getting ridiculous. And so I do get frustrated, and the ones that keep me going are people like yourself and Stephen Gibbons and Gregory Busby and the people in the chat room, you know, down there, and people over People for People Radio, and the folks that actually do show up, you know, you guys are the ones that makes this worthwhile. If it wasn't for the words that's come out of y'all's mouth and the fact that you show up and we all join in together trying to send these ripples out, there wouldn't be no point.
Well, I'm just going to say I'm going to do what I'm going to do until the Creator calls me home.
Yeah.
And if you don't like what I do, don't listen to me.
Yeah, I understand.
You know, it's that simple. If you don't like what I'm saying, don't listen to me. But somebody is.
Yeah, I'll.
You know, it's like with you. You might go, you know, this guy and that guy, or this person and that person is jagging on you. But somebody's listening to you, my brother. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
And if you can help one person
in
this world, you've made a miracle.
Yeah, that makes it worthwhile. That's the reason why I'm still in here.
Because if you don't think that I haven't thought in the past 54 years, you know, I need to just quit. How many times do you think I've thought that?
Well,
but I can't do it, man.
If you're even remotely like me, and I believe you are, then you probably thought it about just about every other time, because, you know, like I said, 8,344 subscribers on YouTube. I put messages out there and invited them over here, and, mm-hmm. you know, instead of thumbing my video down and running off like some sort of coward, come over here and face me like a man, and let's have a debate about real science, and let's talk about real solutions, and let's get the ball rolling. And as far as, you know, I had people like, you know, I'm not going to mention names, but I'm sure if people look back to the broadcast, they'll know which one said what and when. But I had people say, well, you haven't done nothing. All right, well, wait a second. I've got, let me see. I've got, let's see here, 277 videos on YouTube. I've got several hundred Knights of the Round Table podcast up on Shaziz Radio and several hundred Mad Science podcast up on there. For all those podcasts, that was a Saturday and Sunday for many, many years that you've joined me here on the show, Two Dog, and Patty and Barbara Three Crow and Stephen Gibbons done in the chat room and all the work that he's done on there and Barry and all these individuals that have put their own time and effort into this deal to send the information out to people. So for any individual to say that we haven't done nothing, the mere exercising your voice to put out a good message to people, to send that positive frequency or resonating information out with the rest of the world, that is work in itself. And to have to tolerate the other stuff, it takes a toll on you physically. So if you think that using your mind isn't physical, if you think that using, you know, that you ain't done nothing just because you talked about it, I don't know what to say to those individuals. Do you?
Well, first off, before you get to doing anything, that what I've always understood, okay, before you get to do anything, you got to think about it first, then you got to talk to other people about it, and then if all this comes to pass and other people help you, ain't that doing something?
Yeah.
If it's helping someone else.
Well, we're trying to rally the troops, Two Dog. You're trying to rally them and give them respect and put their banners up. You got 60 some odd flags now, and you got more 60, on the way.
I got 67, and right now I got the Western Lenape flag is flying. The Native American healing flag is in the middle, and the state of Kentucky is flying.
Yeah, and so you're trying to do the same thing. You're trying to bring people together to get these ideas and resolutions to keep that ball rolling. And so all this stuff that we're doing with all these networks like People for People Radio, yeah, I mean, it says it right there in the name, People for People Radio. Folks, go check them out. Go over and say hi to them. You're gonna meet some wonderful individuals. These are the kind of people that make this possible. These are the kind of people that keep us going. TCT Radio and all of them.
I want to thank People for People Radio, because there is some of the people on that gave me two more. So I got 67 and more coming. The thing of it is, if this radio wasn't doing what it used, you know, for not doing it, how in the heck am I getting them?
Well, I think we're making some progress. It's just, I guess I could say I'm impatient, because I think, you know, I'm trying real hard to speed this process up, because I want to see this world better. I want to see your vision fulfilled. I want to see all those flags and people surrounding that tree of peace, and I want to see an end of the wars. I want to see an end of sickness and starvation and all the stuff that is not necessary, because This planet that we're on, this Earth, this Mother Earth, this nature that we've got going on, this gift of creation, or however you figure we got it here, we are the luckiest people ever in time. We were given something so amazing, and if utilized properly, we could quite literally bring about a heaven on Earth.
And I wanted to let you know that I will be setting with Wiltshire again sometime this month, so that flag will be going up. But what I'm going to say, bruh, is that when we do something like that, you will hold the, I will invite you down, and we'll go around this Tree of Peace, and I will show you it. And I would be honored for you to hold the flag of Missouri.
Brother and I would
time with me while we do this. Now,
I'm looking forward to that day.
Let me explain what I'm doing. Let me explain one more thing of what I'm doing. Also, there's a thing, it's a prophecy. And this prophecy is called the Rainbow Prophecy, okay? Black, white, yellow, red, brown, all people. I'm hoping and putting just a little bit of effort because I want to see that prophecy. I want to see all people coming together the way it should be. So that's another part of that prophecy, okay?
Yeah.
But I'm just doing my, I'm doing what Creator put in me to do. So if it's not cool with some, it ain't cool. But I'm not going to quit until Creator calls me home. You can do what you want, but you're not going to stop my spirit.
Yep. You're a lot stronger than I am in that aspect, and that's why I'm so glad that you show up when you do, because you guys keep me motivated, seriously. If it wasn't for people like yourself and Barbara and Patty, you know, this is a hard thing to do. To try to...
It's not easy.
Yeah, try to fight against a system that's so embedded in everybody's minds, you know, the indoctrination that people got in school and college and beyond, and be it the government and the propaganda and all the craziness out there. You know, if we're fighting over something that they call fossil fuel, and our money is backed by what they call the petrodollar, and they say that we need clean, renewable, alternative, sustainable energy, and then a man that understands science and physics steps forward and tries to gather all the other ones who understand the same thing, that maybe not everybody understands the technology or science or stuff like that, but when somebody steps forward and starts to put the call out for all the others like himself and others that believe in the same kind of cause, and you come against such amazing resistance, it's mind-blowing. It's frustrating.
Jesus, the only thing I can say, bruh, okay, I'm going to say it like this. You've known me and talked to me now for a few years.
Yep.
Do I sound dangerous to you?
No.
I am.
You're only dangerous to the individuals that want to keep us suppressed.
I have honestly been told that I'm a very, very dangerous man.
Well, apparently you and I are in the same exact box, because for some reason, every time we tear down a wall, somebody outside builds us a bigger wall.
Well, see, here's the thing. If what I'm talking about is peace among the world, black, white, yellow, and red, and living together in peace and harmony, and also, if peace that I'm speaking of is so easy to do, the war dog makes it harder. You know that.
Yep.
So if what I'm really speaking about is dangerous, you mean war's not dangerous, but peace is?
Oh, see, there ain't no money in peace. That's the problem. If you could figure out a way to make money with peace...
You ever heard of fair trading with each other?
Yeah.
Peace? That's the same, isn't it?
Yeah, peace can be profitable, but these folks, they want the green dollar. They don't want the profitable, such as like bartering, you know, or whatever.
I've been bartering all my life. I got a rooster roaming around here now that I bartered twice to get. You know, so.
Yep. And they
talk about... As far as your science goes, my brother, you're incredibly, incredibly... I was like, okay, when you put me on the show with you that one time, I was like, I don't know how I'm going to stand with this guy. But we did it.
Yeah, because your science... See, I don't know nature like you know nature. You've studied the science of nature all your life, and you've lived it. You've actually...
I watch it.
Yeah. But you put what you have to say together with what I have to say together and tell me that it doesn't make sense. It all fits. It explains both sides of the fence at the same time, where you can explain how nature functions, I can explain the science portion of it, and the two together, because science is based off of what we've observed in nature, and so you, yes, my friend, are a scientist.
Now, let me say it like this. You can say all you want to about these cars, right? All, yep, the cars you got, and all these cars that are roaming around. All these cars has a square motor in it, okay?
Yep.
But it can't run without that round piston, man.
That's right. And that's the point I've been trying to get across to people all this time. I'm just one piece of the puzzle. You're just one piece of the puzzle. And we need the rest of the pieces of the puzzle. You know, I'm gonna go over to the podcast page, and I'm going to copy a link to a photo, and I'm going to post it in the chat room again. I do this quite frequently with some people call them memes or whatever, pictures that have little sayings on there. And if you look at what this picture says, then if you can't understand from that point on what it is that we've been trying to point out to everybody, then I guess I'm sorry, you'll probably never get it. But nonetheless, I'm going to post it again. I posted it prior. Take a look at this picture, and it says it all. I'll explain the picture here in a second as soon as I post the link. Not very great at multitasking. What a doggone, I just sent it in there wrong. Alright, let's try this again. Alright, there that. I'm posting it in all four of the chat rooms. Somebody grab it and post it over to People for People if you can. Post it on your social media networks. We've been trying to tell people that we need them. We've been trying to gather all the brilliant minds from all around the world. And when you look at this picture, you see a bunch of people around the circle. And you see pieces of the puzzle in the center of it. And you see one person standing outside. And it says, you are the missing piece. This picture says it all. For real. When you understand that none of us can get out of the box alone. That we all have to use. We all have to help each other and use our talents and our gifts to make this world a better place. Without you, you got a lot of brilliant people around the circle. And they're trying, but you got the key to that door to get us all out. And with your key and all our brilliance and engineering and skills and talents, somewhere in that circle is a cook. Somewhere in that circle is a person who can cook a wonderful meal for everybody so everybody's fed. Somebody in there is a musician, you know, a singer or a guitar player, whatever, and they're going to provide entertainment while we all work. Somebody in there is a craftsman, a woods worker, or metal worker. Somebody can weld. Somebody can, do electrician, electronics, and so on. All the way, everybody in that circle are all pieces of the puzzle. And you put all these pieces of the puzzle together, you can get the big picture. You can get solutions done. And so when people want to knock us down for what we try to do, they don't understand the concept. You and I together, we can do some amazing things, but all of us together, we can create miracles. And we were told that in several different texts and several different books and stuff. We were told that, you know, in books like the Bible. We were told that in multiple different cultures that together, we can do things that would amaze us all. That's the concept that we need everybody to finally get. When that light bulb comes on and you realize that you are the missing piece of the puzzle, even in your community, if you're just one person in your community and your community's messed up, if you're that one person that speaks up first and says, hey, I've been watching all of you, everybody out here, you guys all each can do something really cool, and together, if we come together and we work together, we can make this place so much better. And if they take your advice and become one of those pieces of the puzzle and they build your community and other communities down next to you, your neighboring communities see what's going on in your community and they see how it's benefiting all of you, then that would spread and they would do the same in their community. They'd bring all their brilliant minds to the table and they get things done. And if there was something that your community couldn't resolve, that their community had access to, that they could come over and bring their people and join with you and help, if you go look into the Amish community, you'll be surprised when they put people together for a barn raising. There's a group out there called the Yoder Group. I've actually met the leader of this group in person, and you'd be surprised. He brings 1,000 men together to raise a barn. 1,000 men, one day, they can take and build an entire barn in one day. I mean, talking everything, inside and out, in one day. 1,000 people come together, and they build this thing like a Rubik's Cube. It just click, 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 and bam, it's up. And it's a barn that will be around for the next several hundred years because they do it with such quality and precision. From years of knowledge that they've passed down from generation to generation, and they can get 1,000 people to come to one spot and get it done fast.
Mm-hmm. I have Amish people here, and I watch them come up my road in the horse-drawn buggies.
Yep.
And I look, and I even go to them. They work the earth. They plant their food from there. I even walked in this grandmother's house when I walked up. I even talked to them. I walked in. They got an old stove that has been there for 200 some odd years. And there's not even a light bulb in the house because they don't use electricity. I don't see how they do it, but they haven't changed ever.
Yep.
But and it works.
Yeah.
And they're actually better off than modern society is.
Yeah, they're healthier, they're happier, they're not... Look, we don't have to give up our luxuries as far as our technology, but we do have to take some advice from a simple culture such as that. They're succeeding where we're failing.
Well, you know, you have people here that put them down, saying they're nuts. They don't even grab hold of modern. They're not even in modern life. Yes, and they're better off for that.
Well, you know,
I've watched them.
Even in the farming communities outside of the actual Amish community, even in the farming communities back in the day, if somebody had the misfortune of their barn burning down, the whole entire town or village would gather for what they called a barn raising ceremony, where they'd have people, they'd have cooking and dancing and work, and they'd all share in the labor, and they would build this person's barn back up because they knew that that one farmer had something to offer to the whole community by that farmer going out there tending to his crops all the time, and they knew where, you know, all these resources would eventually trickle down back into the town. They wanted to make sure that farmer had the things that was needed, such as that barn. And so they worked together like a family. They worked together like a community, and everybody in that community benefited because everyone else out there saw a need, came and addressed that need, and that's why this community is so amazing. The town that I live in down here, it's like a family. It's more like a family than it is, a town or anything. It's these people, they know when you're in trouble, and they will come to your rescue when you're in trouble. You don't even have to tell anybody you're in trouble. They keep an eye out for you. You know, they watch your back, so to speak. And so I love the place I live.
I mean, that's what it's supposed to be like, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, let me explain myself also. I knew this woman, and she had kids, and her husband died. She lost her house, right?
Yeah.
Somebody actually gave her, on his farm, okay, gave her barn to live in, right?
Yeah.
To show you how her sons were, they actually took this barn, and now inside, I mean outside, it still looked like an old barn, right? You knock on the door, and they answered this door in this barn. And you walk in the barn, and you look around, and you think you're in a house. Because they have now made it completely like the inside of my house. And it works. Kitchen, living room, bedrooms, everything. That's how this family did, man. So now they're living in a barn, but the house is fine. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and folks, the only thing stopping us from success as humans, as a family, and in order to go on into the future and become the best that we could potentially be to reach our ultimate goal of success or whatever, to see how far that we can actually advance as a society. The only thing holding us back is us. You know, the government, you can't blame it on the government. You can't blame it on the global elite or the secret societies or the evil of the world, because we all have a choice whether or not we want to work together or not. We don't have to sit down there and keep feeding the same beast that's eating us alive. We can take all of our gifts and we can work together and make our community so amazing that, let's say, hypothetically, the power grid ever did go down. So what? Let it go down. We'll turn the lights back on. We have the technology to do so. Stephen Gibbons in the chat room said, technology is just a tool like a hammer. It depends on what and how you use it. Cell phone technology could just as easily work on beneficial frequencies just as well, if not better, than the known harmful frequencies we use now. And he's right. When you go down the rabbit hole and see how thumb drives actually work and how information's actually stored on a thumb drive, flash drive, a memory stick, or whatever terminology you use to explain that little gizmo that you carry around all your information on there, you'll see what Stephen just said. And the things that we are capable of doing as far as our radio technology, there are certain technologies that, like the frequency that comes out of your cell phone, you can feel that battery getting hotter than heck. You know there's waves coming up there, and some people say that these radio waves are actually causing tumors in the human brain because your brain's not used to that. But there are frequencies that which they won't harm us whatsoever. All these different ranges, it's like, for example, you can take a microwave, send it through water, which is a dipole molecule, has a north and a south to it, and so as that wave's going from north to south, it's rocking that water molecule so fast that it produces heat. And so, with that said, it's obvious that you don't want to be talking on microwaves, because your body's 3/4 water, and so if all this is coming through there, you're going to get hot. It's as simple as that. But we know this. We have all the physics. We have all the science to determine which ones are harmful and which ones are not harmful. And we can put this stuff together. We can resolve every single problem that exists in the world today. We can resolve it. We have every piece of the puzzle available. It's just a matter of bringing those folks that have specific research, specific knowledge and different things, a mathematician to figure out how much of this we want to actually put in to get the best results and how we can get the best efficiency out of everything. We can re-engineer every single internal combustion engine out there to run on a fuel that is so incredibly stable that even after it releases the energy available in it, it recombines on the other side and turns back into water again. Stan Myers proved it, and multiple other people have used it. They just went about it the hard way and the inefficient way in order to do it, allowing those who believe and preach the laws of physics and thermodynamics to basically tell you why it is it's not plausible. That's the reason why I stopped listening to the Mythbusters, because the Mythbusters, who I thought were pretty cool, turned around and did a hit piece on hydrogen technology, and they not only lied to people, but they cheated the world out of potential use of something that is counterproductive to the, or, you know, it's not the fossil fuel, is what I'm trying to say. The fossil fuel that they keep saying is the problem. And even the fossil fuel that they say is the problem, even that could be utilized in a manner in which there is no waste. If you understand the physics of how an internal combustion engine works, and you understand that there is carbon in there, that whenever this is all this process is being taken running, you're running this engine at a rate that it doesn't have time to get a complete burn on that fuel, and so you are now, because of the way that the compression and the physics is working in there, attaching one carbon atom to one oxygen atom and sending it out the exhaust. Now you've got carbon monoxide, which is dangerous to the human because it's a heavier carbon monoxide molecule is heavier than oxygen and will displace the oxygen. Therefore, it will cause you to suffocate. At the same time as causing you to suffocate, that molecule is still small enough to fit down into your respiratory system, which will give you carbon poisoning. Now, carbon monoxide, or carbon dioxide, which is two oxygen atoms connected to one carbon atom, is too large to get into your respiratory system, but it is large enough that it displaces oxygen and will cause you to suffocate. So, both carbon monoxide and carbon dioxide is dangerous, but one is double dangerous, whereas the other one is got the single portion where it just suffocates you. It's not poisoning you, it's suffocating you. You're pushing all the oxygen away, and you can't breathe. The heavier molecule falls down, pushing all the oxygen up higher, and now your lungs can't accept this large molecule. If you had a way to separate those molecules inside there and scrub off that carbon, then you could breathe the oxygen from CO2 and release the carbon, sort of like the plants do when they do photosynthesis, where they scrub off the carbon, turn that carbon into sugar, feeds the plant, releases fresh oxygen out into the air so that you can breathe. Now, you want to tell me that I don't know what I'm talking about, or I don't understand science? That's what you feel. But I'm telling you, we have every answer when you're ready to use it.
To this, what I've actually learned in my time is that you got some dogs out here. We're going to go with animals, okay?
Yeah.
Just a minute. You got some dogs out here, and they bark so bad that you think this is... I mean, that they're big dogs, right? And they bark bad as they can bark.
Yep.
And sometimes they're just barking because they don't understand nothing else. They're not as violent as their bark is.
Yeah.
If you get what I'm saying.
And just like dogs, you get a pack of them together. You get that pack mentality. All it takes is for one of them to get brave enough to rush in on you, and then the rest of them, they join the pack. And that's what goes on in the alternative energy community. When one of them goes out there and starts trying to, you know, attack somebody for putting out information that's contrary to what the mainstream science community says, the rest of the dogs in the pack will rush in there and do the same thing. And
now,
they're all hindering the process of our advancement as far as society. You see what I mean?
But see, here's the game. Here's the game. It's not even just in the science situation, okay? What you just said goes through the world.
Yeah. Medical
people,
and everything.
The people of the world do that.
Yep, they'll attack each other.
There wouldn't be all these heavy wars if that didn't happen.
Okay, so one says
something, then everybody gets on board to jump this one person, whether it's right or wrong.
Yep. They'll tell somebody you got to look a certain way, and if you don't look this certain way, then you're different, see? and people jump on the bandwagon.
Yeah, I mean, it's even in this, you know, even in my, I've seen it happen in my town here, okay? If I walk up and I got a hat on and I got a feather in it, which I do, which I earned them, and I've got a choker on, because that's part of who I am too, then I look different and they come after me. So, it's normal, and it's ignorant. But it's normal in human society somehow.
Well, imagine if we could get people focused in on doing something positive, and then everybody jumped on the bandwagon. You'd have the equivalence of an Amish community instantaneously. Everybody coming together. You see it. Every time there's a natural disaster, the first people that run in are the people. You know? It ain't the governments. It ain't the corporations, it's not everybody, unless they want a photo op, you know, but it's the average Joe rushing in there to give services to each other. It ain't the government. The government show up, you know, several days or hours or weeks or whatever after, and then take the credit for, you know, their works. Or they send military or law enforcement in to so-called keep the peace. You know, your average Joe's out there keeping the peace. Your average Joe's out there providing first responder. And that's when things get done. Imagine that mentality all the time. Instead of waiting around, you know, for the funeral, we work together in the good times. You see what I mean?
Well, yeah, that's exactly the truth. You know, it's like you had a tornado go through, like... Florida, let's look at it that way. It destroyed a certain town, right?
Yeah.
Flattened it. If you look and watch what happened, you had people arguing with each other constantly, alright? Before this happened. And then when the town got flattened, everybody come together and rebuilt that town. So they do know how to work together, even though that happened, they rebuilt the town back. But it was people from every thing that they knew how to do that came together and worked together to build it back up. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
So people do know how to work together even though they argue. You see?
Yeah. The thing about it is, it's kind of like, you know, when you get started on the right path, you got to watch out for distractions, and we allow ourselves to get distracted by all these different political issues or world advance and stuff like that. I understand the world's messed up. We need to fix it. We really do. But until we stop allowing each other to argue over the problem and actually put the solutions to work, you know, if you give somebody like that old saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. You can put the solution in somebody's hand, but whether or not they're going to take it, I mentioned earlier, you can literally, quite literally, put the cure to cancer in somebody's hand, and because of their indoctrination and their training, they would rather go through torturous chemotherapy and suffer than to take advantage of something that nature had provided all along. You know from your history, you didn't go to the doctor all the time because your people, they knew there were medicines in the plants.
I can tell you this, Shaziz.
Yeah.
Living with Mike Tonkatchula, my grandfather, and I can't say his name because I don't want to interrupt his journey to the sky world or nothing in that manner. But let me explain to you about my grandfather. My grandfather never even went to a doctor his whole life. I don't think he never went to a doctor till he got hurt at work once when he was like fixing to retire.
Yeah.
All right. My grandfather, that if he got a toothache, he'd walk in with a pair of pliers, go to the bathroom sink, grab that tooth and pull it out.
Ouch.
That's just how he was.
Well,
my grandfather never, ever that I can remember, if he was sick, he went to work anyway. He never even went to a doctor that I can remember.
Yep.
So that's how tough this little man was.
See,
he was 5'6", 110 pounds, soaking wet, and was the toughest man I ever seen.
No, I believe it. Now, see, I'm not saying that there aren't good aspects to modern medicine, and I'm sure there are really good people who are trying to do things to take care of people, and a lot of times modern medicine will help to save a lot. But what I'm saying is, you need every option on the table instead of just bits and pieces. If you only have one side of the option, like the only option you got is chemotherapy, and you don't have an option to an alternative medicine, if you're already diagnosed with cancer, and there's a possibility something like hemp seed oil would cure that, and you can't say that because the Food and Drug Administration will get you for it, but if you know through research and that there's a possibility, at that stage in the game, whether it be diabetes or cancer, what do you got to lose but to try it? Seriously. And that's the whole thing. If you don't have every option available, like there's some medicines that are available in Canada that are not available in the United States. There's some that are available in China that's not available in the United States, and vice versa. In all these different nations, we got all kinds of different things that could be potential. Even Mexico, down there in Mexico, there are people that go to Mexico for certain types of treatment where they can't get them here. These all should be universal. All of them should be on the table. And the pros and cons to each and every one of them should be laid out there. Like, okay, this is the research on this. This is the research on that. You choose which one you want. This is what we think that you should use, but we want you to decide from the information presented to you for your best, health needs and such. Why couldn't we do that, Two Dog?
We can do that because it's actually in the world, in the way things are going in this stuff, it's too easy, man. We can work together, but that's too easy. See what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, the system pretty much has threw us under labels and separated us in categories. Now there's like 58 separate genders, and so you don't even know if somebody's a man or a woman these days. I do. I mean, you do. We personally do. But
well, here's the thing about that, bro. The way I look at things, there's different genders out there. Yes, there is, man. And however you feel, I'm not no judge about nothing. That's the way you learn.
I'm not either, but the thing is, if you're muddy in the waters of labeling people, let people decide what they want to be themselves, But if you're muddy in the water with labels, and you're forcing labels upon everyone else, then you're gonna have differences,
Well, see, I agree with you because what you're saying, bro, with the way I am and what I was born, if you think I haven't been labeled in my time.
Oh, I know you have.
So that's what I'm saying. I've been called the red N-word and everything else, dog, but you think I'm gonna stop because this guy got that ignorant.
The whole thing is this is one of the tools that the people on the dark side use against us to keep us constantly at odds with one another. And if we're at odds with one another, we won't be working together.
Mm-mm.
If our egos are so fat we can't fit through the door, we can't get to the table.
It's like America right now. You call it United States.
Yep.
What I'm looking at, there ain't nothing united about it.
Yeah, it's chaotic states right now.
Okay, but here's the thing. You got people that are working in this government, Democrat and Republican and independent and whatever. Okay, I understand this, man. But here's the thing. You're supposed to be working for us.
Yeah.
So if you think you're speaking for me, I speak for myself.
Well, it's like this Syria thing that's going on right now, I seen some videos, and they said there's certain things going on, and then there was another side to come out there, and they actually showed a kid who supposedly was in the same exact video, who was alive, and said that there wasn't nothing wrong with him, that they took everything out of context, and they made it as an excuse so that they could go to war. And even before all that knowledge came to the table, I told everybody what should be going on right now is everybody should back off and get all the facts in before they get retarded and take us into another war that could escalate into World War III.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and I don't, you don't, none of us want World War III, but if these folks are allowed to propagandize and do things under false pretenses, we've had false pretenses in the past, and there's a lot of our people have lost their lives going out fighting the man's battle. You know,
I mean, that's true.
They need to put the man out there in the battlefield. They need to put the mainstream media out there. The first ones to rush in is the first one to call it a war. That's what I say.
Well, you know, I've actually sat with these people that, you know, they were race haters, let's put it this way, okay? But I had one guy said to me that, you know, my mind has changed on that because they had to go to war, and the guy that they're supposed to hate here,
yeah,
the color thing, was the guy that saved his life in a battle.
Yeah, here's the thing that'll blow people's mind. You get in a car accident, you end up losing a lot of blood, you go to the doctor's office, and they got to do a blood transfusion, and they get blood. Let me tell you something, that blood comes from many different colors. They don't go by, they just go by the type of blood that you got, and it doesn't matter, you probably got every race under the sun in you now, and so if you're a racist, you hate yourself.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So really, man, it ain't about no color out here. It's human being in the first place. If I need a blood,
transfusion.
Thank you. You think I care where it came from?
No.
Nope, if it's going to keep me alive.
Yep, that's it. And it's your brothers and sisters anyway.
Yes, we don't say we're all related for nothing.
You know,
that's what I'm saying, bro.
Two Dog, we got so much that we could say to people out there. We're down to the wire. It's time for us to roll up out of here. But doggone it, man, I hate this part of the show because this is when it comes to an end. I just wish that other people would grab it like a relay race. You know, the Mad Science Show is over, but the next one steps right in and keeps this message rolling. You know, that's why the podcasts are up there on the Auto DJ, so that everybody can, hear shows that we've done. And this today's show is going to go up. It's going to be on the Auto DJ. And so people are going to get to hear it again. But nonetheless, the podcast is going up as well. And so anybody out there listening, if you have your own radio network and you like the content of this show, copy every single one of them, cut them, chop them up, take all the best of the best and broadcast it to your heart content, share the links with everybody. This is how this message gets out. We're doing the best we can with what we had to work with. Two Dog is taking his time and his love to share with the world, just like I am, and Steven, and Gregory Busby, who also, once again, I posted his link inside the chat room. It's http://buzzacino.simplesite.com. He writes really cool poems talking about love and peace and light in the world, and so share that for him, you know, help him out. Go up there to the top of the chat room above the radio player in the superchat.html and click on Steven's resource page and share that with him so that you can help support Steven as well. We're not asking you for any money, folks. We're not asking you for any donations. We're not asking you for anything other than a moment of your time, a click of a few mouse clicks on a button and paste it somewhere to share something with somebody. That's all we want out of this entire deal. every bit of pennies that I put inside it, I put a lot of money into the process that I've gone through to try to get information out to people. And it's all come out of my own personal funds, and I don't expect anything in return outside of for me to request that if you like what you hear, you share it with somebody. You share Two Dog's word. And Two Dog, you got a radio show that you do now, don't you?
Well, actually, they got a thing on a site called Ghost Call Radio. And right now, every 2 weeks, I'm actually on with the Jim Graywolf, and he is also a member of the World Peace Summit, and it's called Peaceful Warriors, and I'm on with that.
Well, if you can post links, I'll repost them into the chat room, or if you can post them in the chat room, and everybody who's listening in and in the chat room can share those links with you, go over and support those folks on the Peace Summit, and this is how we get things done. And that picture where I said about the picture says it all with the pieces of the puzzle in there, it says you are the missing piece, share that. Share that with everybody and his brother so that they can understand their true value. Every single person on this planet matters. Every single person counts. It doesn't matter what color you are. It's not just Black Lives Matter. It's every lives matter. And this is where, the separation comes in. And some people feel offended because, somebody, of a different color says all lives matter, when it should be a common sense thing. We're not trying to single anybody out on any type of direction. We're trying to point everybody out that each one of these people, no matter what color of the rainbow that they are a part of this deal that's going on. The part of the big picture, the part, missing piece of the puzzle that has the key that unlocks the door that takes us all to freedom and takes us to a better world. Please share this message. Please share the Mad Science Show, and tomorrow during the Knights of the Round Table, bring a friend. Bring somebody. Because once again, on my YouTube channel, and I don't mean to keep bringing this up, but it's important. It says, I got 2,689,730 views on all the content, 277 videos. It says that I've got 8,344 subscribers, and I've invited them to this table over and over again. We got 4 people in the Shaziz Mad Science chat. We've got 4 people in the, which is probably the same 4 people because it's all on the Super Chat page. I'd have to separate each one of these and see which ones are in which. And we got 4 people in the Awake Radio, 6 people in the old Shaziz Mad Science, and 5 in the TCT. So, that says a lot. We're in a box, in a box, in a box, in a box, and in order for us to get out of the box, we need people like Two Dog and myself sitting up here on the top of the ledge trying to point everybody at how to get out of all these boxes. How to put the solutions and the resolutions on the table to resolve all the so-called problems that we believe we have. Nature is the best teacher you're ever going to get. When you become a scientist like Two Dog, you'll work in harmony and walk in peace and love with nature, and you'll enjoy yourself. And people around you will learn from that experience. When you see the world the way that I see it, and see the world the way he sees it, and you combine those two pieces together, then you can understand the potential, the capability that we have at our disposal, what we could accomplish if we ever decided to complete that puzzle and bring all these pieces together. So what do you think, Two Dog? You got anything last to share with everybody before we roll up out of here?
I got a little poem, if you don't mind.
Go ahead, brother.
I don't mind using this poem here. Only thing is, it's called Close Your Eyes Wide Open. Okay? And what I'm going to do is start it this way. Close your eyes wide open and look with that third eye and see. Put your hand on the heart. Do you feel the heartbeat? close your eyes wide open and look at all things in nature itself. That's the true power. A springtime storm is the true power of the nature in itself. So close your eyes wide open and walk that one-on-one. The Creator has gave you everything, but we fight for everything else of no content. Nature is here. She's feeding you every day, but we don't look at her. So now close your eyes wide open and walk within, and then you'll see the true power within.
That's amazing, brother. Folks, that's what we do here. You got something that you need to get to the world, you need to get a message out, you got a microphone waiting for you. You got a platform ready to use. Take advantage of it. Share it, bring a friend. You'll never hear us begging for money on here. You'll never hear the fear and propaganda. You'll hear us trying to resolve and work our way through troubles in the world that we find ideas and solutions to try to help resolve things. You'll hear the average Joes coming together in an attempt to make the world a better place. You'll hear Mad Science in its finest on Saturday, and you'll hear the Knights of the Round Table, the gathering of the brilliant minds and the ones who want to make a difference on Sunday. I hope you join us tomorrow for the Knights of the Round Table. And I hope you bring a good heart and a positive message, and I hope you share the same, like we're going to do with this podcast and every podcast thereafter. We're going to post them, forever immortalizing your words in digital cyberspace so that somebody someday will benefit. Maybe it don't seem like we're getting anywhere, and I seem like I'm getting frustrated, which I do. Well, I'll tell you what, folks. I'm not alone. Two Dubs not alone. Steven, Gregory, and everybody over there at People for People Radio and TCT Radio, we're family. And so we'll never be alone. We want you to join us, and we want you to help share information, and we want you to bring information to the table, and we want to help make this world a better place. It's as simple as that. There's no other agenda. That's all we got. So with that said, I'm going to play us out of here with the little comment from A Bug's Life. Listen to what this grasshopper telling everybody. Because life imitates art. And they've been telling you in the movies. They've been telling you what they're going to do to you. They've been telling you what you're capable of. They've been telling you that you're more powerful than you believe. They've been pointing out the crime and the corruption and the hypocrisy and everything in this world is like right before your very eyes, just like all the solutions. And as my friend Simply Steve, which I haven't heard from for a while, so if you're listening in, Steve, I hope you're all right. Love you, man. Nature needs no improvement. Only the arrogance of man requires change. Our educational system sucks. Our mainstream scientists sold their soul to the devil. Our mainstream media has been infiltrated by alphabet soups and no longer work for the people. And the alternative media is fractured and needs a lot of work. Stop trying to scare each other and start trying to uplift each other. And we will take all those pieces of the puzzle to get the big picture to get this job done. That's my words of wisdom that I hope you hear in your heart. Peace and love, everybody. Take care.
Stood up to me.
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one ant.
Ooh.
One ant.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss. They're puny.
Hmm. Puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant. Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission:
to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
God's name is going on in here. What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch.